This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
I had Professor Robert George of Princeton University on my radio program recently to talk about the dialogue he had for a number of years with Professor Cornel West. They certainly qualify as the odd couple given their differences in political perspectives and their different racial backgrounds, but they have forged a partnership based upon mutual respect and a desire for civil dialogue. Months ago, they published an op-ed that was really a summary of their common commitments. They reminded us that to unite the country, we need honesty and courage. And here are four of their many aphorisms in that article. First, they said we need the honesty and courage to speak the truth, including painful truths that unsettle not only our foes, but also our friends and most especially ourselves. Number two, we need the honesty and courage to recognize the faults, flaws, and failings of even the greatest of our heroes and to acknowledge our own faults, flaws, and failings. Number three, we need the honesty and courage to express dissent, to say, no, I will not go along when conscience tells us that our own ideological or political tribe has gone astray or gone too far or become fanatical or blind to integrity and the dignity of all. And number four, we need the honesty and courage not to compromise our beliefs or to go silent on them out of a desire to be accepted or out of a fear of being ostracized, excluded, or canceled. You know, America is a divided country, and we need to work to end this polarization. That's why I think these wise statements provide a foundation to do just that. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you hear on Viewpoints by visiting pointofview.net. Pointofview.net.